It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush,
Part 1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush, RX 93.1.
Monts Radio RX 93.1. Good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning, guys.
It's a Thursday.
Yes, almost weekend, April 4, 2013.
April 4th day.
It is
it's a 4th day.
Yeah, I know. Like neck deep into the summer. I'm pretty sure no school still has classes today.
I would say maybe LaSalle.
Really?
Because remember their
trimester.
They're different, but everybody else.
Yeah.
Just ended. They might be, well, for some summer classes, they might be doing the registration now.
Yeah.
But everybody else, I think we're still on hiatus. Most everybody. If you're going to school, it sucks, doesn't it?
I know, but...
Because in this heat, who can concentrate?
Yeah, it's horrible. And knowing that people are already going places...
Yeah, you won't be able to concentrate.
It's a horrible thing.
Yes, people and are you're like, stuck.
Si ganito nasa ganyang beach, si ganito nasa ganyang international country.
You know what's worse? Is that you actually see their posts.
Yeah.
Instagram, Twitter, on Facebook.
You, on the other hand, you're studying for your finals.
I know. Diba? Or you're starting a lesson. You're starting your summer classes and
that
you're like, oh.
That sucks.
Yeah.
All right, so today we've got a top 10 for you guys. Okay, you have to look deep into yourself.
Okay.
We are looking for the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because. What makes you a weirdo? You know, no matter how
I'm cool, looking at the biggest one.
Doesn't matter how quote-unquote normal
you are
or how cool you are. There's something that makes you a weirdo.
Okay, don't look at others. Because it's
look
easy
at others.
Enough to say, like me, what I just said, you're the biggest weirdo.
Diba?
But this is like, this is a look into oneself.
Exactly. Okay. So you, why are you a weirdo?
Okay.
So you complete the statement, I'm a weirdo
because...
And then tell us why.
Right.
Share. And sometimes it's a maybe it's a habit, maybe it's a thing that you
or a
do,
way of thinking,
a way of thinking.
That
yes,
people don't know
an
about
opinion
you.
That's
an
not
opinion.
Very
not
normal.
Common.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Okay.
Anything at all that would make you think that people might consider you a
is
weirdo.
Is this autobiographical?
No. I'm going to have such a hard time. I'm so regular and normal.
Regularly weird.
Yes. I wouldn't know where to start.
Yeah.
Diba? So as long as you can complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because...
Okay.
So if you want to join us, key in RX, space, your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo because...
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX 93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. All right. 6 years and 52 million YouTube hits later, Filipino inmates who danced a Thriller inside a prison courtyard are getting their stories told in a movie drama about redemption and corruption behind bars. Dance of the Steel Bars was shot in the Cebu Provincial Prison, the same place where up to 1,500 inmates dressed in orange uniforms danced to global fame in 2007. Their choreographed act still attracts thousands of tourists who troop to the prison to watch the performance, which recently included Gangnam Style. Some of the dancing inmates appear in the movie too. Now, the movie stars Irish actor Patrick Bergen, who played Julia Roberts' husband in Sleeping with the Enemy, and Filipino heartthrob Ding Dong Dantes. The Dubai-based producer Portfolio Films International said the story follows Bergen's character, Frank Parrish, a retired U.S. firefighter and philanthropist wrongly jailed for murder in the Philippines.
I mean, I don't think it's a huge project, like a major project, but nevertheless, you know, it is an international release.
And it's nice that there's such a high-profile prison.
They really are.
I mean, who would think that you could be in prison and you'd be among the prisons, the one that's looked up to.
And you know, like most prisons could only dream of something like this.
Like this, right?
Like, to, you know, one of their goals is to get them busy with something. So mm-hmm. sometimes they get them into arts and crafts. Mm-hmm.
Education. Some of them go back to school
education,
online.
Education, mm-hmm. Automotive, mm-hmm. carpentry. You know, they find ways to get them busy. Now, can you imagine if they're like rehearsing the whole day for a new... Like, you get them busy. You get their minds off of crime and, you know.
And it's nice because it's such a Filipino thing to perform.
It is.
I mean, in other prisons, this might not fly. Like, yeah. In other countries, yeah. It's like, leave me alone.
Parang the humor might not be there.
Yeah, but Filipinos who are, we really like performing. Whether yeah. it's singing, yeah. acting, or just, you know, hosting a bunch of friends. It seems like we're always game to entertain.
And it's really quite a story.
Oh, is it?
And I think, you know, like, can you imagine just a bunch of inmates gaining global fame?
Yeah.
And it's not like one or two. It's everybody.
Everybody,
the whole,
right.
It's the whole concept. And apparently, it's really a huge tourist attraction.
Mm.
And people really go to the Cebu prison
just to
watch
them.
And it's really like a, parang... A show
yeah,
that you really go to and everybody waits for it.
You know how in Boracay and resorts they show you the Filipino dance?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the traditional dances?
The tinikling, the...
Well, if you go to Cebu, this is what you get.
Ito Gangnam style. You know, yeah.
Or Thriller, depending
or
on
thriller.
What the mood they're in.
Yeah.
All right,
so
anyway.
It's good.
Yeah, it's good. I'll watch for it in theaters soon. That is the news here on The Morning Rush. It's the first one today on a Thursday. You got C, D, and G right here on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1. La, 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
There you go. Monts Radio RX 93.1. That is a strange sound.
Like the part where it goes...
Yeah. It's so strange.
It's a crazy circus.
It reminds me of freaky, like, sort of... For me, at least, it reminds me of like a psychiatric ward.
For me, House of Mirrors. Do you guys know that?
Like that? No.
House of Mirrors, like in a circus?
Oh, I mean the real House of Mirrors. I thought it's a TV show.
Or Carnival.
Yeah, a psycho, version.
It reminds me of a song. I can't place it. In my dark past. It's weird. Okay, anyway.
It's like you're going to crazy church.
I know, right?
Right. We've got our top 10 for today.
Oh, that's perfect then.
Exactly.
You're going to crazy church.
I'm a weirdo because...
Oh, no! It's the confluence of many things.
I know, right? Wait, there's one more bed in a bit. Okay, here we go. Let's start off with... it's the top 10 statements that make you... I mean, the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because... Let's start off with Mad Butt Mark.
I think this bed promotes lunacy.
It does. It's bothering me.
It incites lunacy. It promotes it. It pushes you to the brink.
Because I don't play the game. So this is the first time. Not even once. So this is the first time I'm hearing this.
After level 10, I'm done.
Yeah. Well, really?
Yeah, I'm like, okay, all right.
Well, I think I stopped at like level 25 or something.
Oh, 15.
15. Yeah. It's just funny because everybody's like, oh my God, akala ko bigla nag-on yung app ko.
Yeah, everyone's guilty.
Weird. Okay, so Madmut Mark says, I'm a weirdo because I can't do number two if I don't have the business page of any newspaper.
That's weird.
Yeah, he has to be reading a business page. Yeah, pamunas.
Because the business page makes him...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Or, you know, it's Pavlovian. Like,
yeah, because he's conditioned.
It's conditioned that he needs this to do this. So right. Without one,
you
he
wonder,
can't do
you
two.
You have to wonder, like, when did that start?
Right?
That's a potty training.
Yeah, it
did
is.
Did your mother give you that?
It is. So like, basta there's a second component. You can't, one can't go without the other.
Depending entertainment, depending headlines.
Right?
So what happens when he goes hiking? There's no business newspaper. No!
Yeah. So
weird. Or nagbabaon siya.
Maybe.
I guess.
Yeah, no?
Jelly Shoso says, I love eating hot fudge sundae, but I always order it
na no fudge. So basically, it's ice cream.
It's just vanilla ice cream.
Yeah. But she says, she always says, I love eating hot fudge. Pero papatanggal niya hot fudge.
Maybe you just want to eat madaming ice cream because it's more than a sundae cone.
But it's weird. Then just get ice cream.
Right.
Just get soft serve.
Actually, no, actually you can order that. Plain. Plain, plain sundae.
You can?
Yeah.
So what's the point in asking for a hot fudge sundae and then just to say no hot, no hot
fudge? Because I love caramel sundae.
Yeah.
But I hate ordering it because the OC in me hates the fact that I can't get all the caramel off the cup.
Oh, right. Yeah, because you can't clean it out.
You can't clean it out. I have a hard time. It's like, I need to get everything there.
I don't know what I'm going to get you for your next birthday. Like a cup that looks dirty, but it's not.
just to torture her. And also, let's see here. Madmat Mark says, I'm a weirdo because umaasa pa rin ako na magkakabali ka ng 90s radio love team. Ay, nako. And Renren Go Away says, I'm a weirdo because gustong gusto kong pinipitik yung likod ng kilikili ng mga friends kong babae.
What's the likod ng kilikili?
What's the likod ng kilikili? Maybe
here,
like the back,
like the
part,
back of the shoulder.
That,
you know where the... Where you sort of feel like it trails off.
Yeah, where your arm meets your torso.
Yeah, yung technically, it's... No, still it's part of your kilikili,
it's gilid of your kilikili that connects to your shoulder. Na.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. Okay, well, and...
I'd hate you for that.
Unless chancing mo yun. Pero pitik eh, no? Hindi pitik eh. Hindi siya chancing eh.
But I'd hate you for that because pitik can
it's
hurt.
It's annoying, yeah.
Or maybe like a, ano lang, not a real pitik. No. And also, let's hear. Adonis Mabangis says, I'm a weirdo because kahit alam ko na white ang preference ni Del, pinagpipilitan ko pa rin ang pagkamoreno.
Laban pa rin.
Laban pa rin.
This one's a fighter.
Cherry the Great says, I'm a weirdo because I listen to three big weirdos in the morning for so many years and I'm still loving it. Yeah.
Well, welcome to the club.
Targrod says, I think people will have a lot to say about this.
All right.
I'm a weirdo because I believe that the proper way to eat halo-halo is eating the leche flan and ube first and not mixing it.
Mixing it together.
I'm the same. I want to eat it.
No, ako, I mix everything.
I mix it too. Because it makes it sweeter.
Sweet, yeah.
Ako kasi I don't like sweet.
The flavor of the...
Oh,
yeah, I don't like sweet.
But it's weird because people eat halo-halo really differently.
Mm-hmm.
Kanya-kanyang way to
eat
it.
Walang
pakialaman. Ako, I eat the ube, the leche flan, and then I get rid of the rest.
Like pag may ice cream, do you mix the ice cream? Ako half.
Oh, I mix it.
I eat it first. I eat half first. And then the rest. Kasi gusto ko creamy yung milk.
I have
eh.
to eat it.
It's like drinking a float.
Yeah.
You know how some people, they don't mix the ice cream with the float itself?
But then that's not a float if you don't mix it.
No, it still kind of is because like there's part of it that's, you know,
there's
just still
the melting part.
And Madmat Mark says, I'm a weirdo because I get better sleep when I'm sitting down instead of lying down. Mm. Like in a car or...
Oh, I can't do
that's,
that.
That's sofa. Difficult.
I cannot sleep sitting down.
Sarap pa naman mahiga.
Yeah.
But I guess that's just training also. Like you remember Count of Monte Cristo, the movie, or like the book.
Yes.
He was so used to sleeping on the floor that when he was all rich, he couldn't sleep on the bed. He would
sleep
on the floor.
I hear that. I've heard that from rich people.
Really?
Yeah. Like the super rags to riches especially.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too quick a change that somehow they can't.
That they can't cope with it.
It's just like the Pavlovian thing. If you've been conditioned to do things a certain
way.
You know.
And Adonis Mabangi says, I'm a weirdo because I find the Chichi and Gigi relationship just really makes sense.
This doesn't make you weird. Makes you kind of gay.
You know, and it's funny, like, I saw somebody sent, somebody tweeted me earlier that they were like, I'm weird because I secretly, I think it was Madmat Mark who said, I still secretly think that baby whale is Gino Boy.
My God.
But it's like,
so it's not you?
Okay. That look that he shot her.
I know, so it's not you?
Actually, kaya wala ng phone patch na kailangan.
Kasi nandito na siya. Yun ang hirap eh. Even if I wanted to,
That's the real
dilemma.
Camila says, I'm a weirdo because I actually find Chico normal and relatable.
Yeah, you are weird.
Ayun. Yeah. Weirdo ka nga. And,
relatable.
Ayun, there you go. Yung umaasa pa rin ako na si Gino Boy, si Baby Whale, umamin na kayo kasi. And Maui, Kuya Maui was saying, I'm a weirdo because I love eating exotic food while watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, I tried eating lunch the other day while watching The Walking Dead. It wasn't the best idea
I had. Talaga kaya.
Really? Are you squeamish?
I guess not particularly because I was still eating it. Or baka matakaw lang talaga ako.
Sa bagay.
Diba?
Or, you know, like pizza. Diba
oh,
pizza?
Yeah, I can.
Or dinuguan.
Kaya, oh.
Or pasta even.
Okay, sa bagay. Because pasta's like nerds.
Yeah.
Or isaw. Talagang.
Wow.
Dinerecho na. No, but there are certain scenes in The Walking Dead that are really just like...
gory.
Like when the zombies are like, kunwari, feasting on the insides of somebody. Then obviously it's like, or when they're stepping on somebody's head.
Mm. Crunch.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of, yeah.
Mm. Yummy.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because na weird din talaga ako dun sa bed. It's like a clown's funeral.
Yeah.
It's a clown's funeral.
Yeah, a clown.
What is up with you and clowns?
No, I was thinking that too. Yeah, like something that has to do with a clown.
Like a funeral marching while they're...
Not just a funeral march, but yung ano din, parang just a clown party.
No, pero yung funeral...
Yeah, like a slow-mo clown party.
No, alam mo yung funeral na imbis na they're just going straight, yung
nagsisway.
Nagsisway sila as
to the beat. To the...
Tapos may mga monkeys with those symbols na dahan-dahan lang.
Yeah.
Na walang ulo.
Uh-oh. Or they're made out of like tela.
Tapos pumupunta sila dun sa cemetery na kulay pink.
Uh-oh. Tapos, sa sobrang weird, sa mundong to, yung mga tao, tunay na nagmamahal.
Ay!
Wow!
Tapos yung mga balloon nila, merong laman na tubig na merong patay na goldfish.
This is so weird! This is so creepy!
Welcome!
I am a weirdo because...
Di ba parang
weird? No better entry than that.
Welcome to Crazy Town.
I know. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Targrad.
Targrad says,
I'm a weirdo because I think that Oprah, at some point in her life, was really hot.
Oh. Oh.
Well, they did say she was a bit of a
hottie patootie.
Yeah. She was.
Because, you know, she's not traditional.
She has a libido of a...
yeah.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Okay. No, but I know about, like if you know her personally, and then, you know, you get it on, and, you know, she's a freak, and, you know. But if you're just watching her...
Looking at her.
She's
and because
not
of
the,
what she's known for.
Yeah, she's not exactly the type of person that you would...
Normally
find hot.
Targrad.
Diba? It's an odd choice. It's a very odd choice. All right, but go weirdo on us and tell us why you are a weirdo. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush. It's really bothering me. And hashtag I'm a weirdo because.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part two. With a song called Can't Hold Us. Hey, can we just say hello to Kian Cipriano? Hey. He's tuned in.
Good morning.
What's up, Kian? He's probably on the way to like a movie shoot or something.
Wow. Busy guy.
Okay. And hey, we'd just like to thank everybody for making us trend.
In the Philippines.
Hey, thank you. Here's John Legend now, featuring Andre 3000, song called Green Light on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
This really disturbs me.
Yay! At least we got to you.
I know, right?
No, it's really getting to me. Not because I don't like it. I actually like it. But...
so crazy.
It's disturbing me. Okay. All right. Let's see here. We've got our top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because... Okay, and thank you to everyone for hashtagging because it's trending in the Philippines. Thank you. Thank you very much. All right, so let's start off with our Agent Mighty Bond. I'm a weirdo because I like the smell of
laway on my pillow.
Ew.
No, but I think it has to be yours.
Of course. Chico, of course it has to be yours.
No, I thought like...
Kadiri ka.
No.
Kadiri ka, Chico.
May laway ni ano.
Avria Chocolate says, I'm a weirdo because hindi ko kaya uminom ng coffee pag hindi ko gamit yung personalized mug ko. That's weird. I just want coffee. I don't care what whose mug I use.
Well, some people it really matters, you know?
Weird. Kyle Ligayahan Mo says, I'm a weirdo because I can eat alimango na simot sarap with only my spoon and fork.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow, that's not weird. Your hands?
That is really
good
weird.
Good day, huh?
Unless you flip over the spoon and you use the thin end.
And nevertheless.
Kahit na, kahit
nevertheless.
Na. Kasi like fish, yeah. I can.
Oh,
I can simot fish with the meat spoon.
Even
and fork.
The ulo.
Pero crab, imposible yata.
Somebody kasi makes himay for me.
Ay, naku. What a princess.
No, I never really... that's why I choose not to eat it. And then my mom would always be like...
A lot of people are like you.
Yeah.
Hello, during Cooper's party, they himay naman the crab for you, didn't want to eat it.
Because it had green stuff.
That's part of alimango.
Yes.
Like I said, I don't really eat crabs.
I love crab.
Nothing.
What? It's so yummy. Right. It's one of my most favorite food in the world. And Camilo says, Shwamo akin jugsed froga makuya.
What is that?
It translated, I have my own language.
Yes, you're weird.
Yep.
That's a weirdo.
Suffice it to say.
Hey, but okay, think about it this way. Like J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah.
When he came out with like Elvish. I'm sure people thought he was
even
weird.
Game of Thrones.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Kasi kumari na ako ng language. Did you watch already?
Yeah.
Game of Thrones, guys.
Ay, wait. Hindi pa pala. Hindi pa. Sa Sunday pa ako manunood.
What was that? What was you got that? Caught in a lie?
No, sa Sunday pa ako manunood.
Ah, sa Sunday.
Okay.
Sa Sunday ka pa manunood.
And you know what? There was a... Merong sequel yun, ha? Gumawa ng isa pang language si Tolkien.
Oh.
Freshly.
Bakit Freshly?
Parang ano, parang sequel dun sa una niyang language na in-invent.
Elvish?
Ay!
Nakakapikon!
Nakakainis ka.
I hate it when he catches us off guard. Like, you know what I mean?
I love how you thought process. I can almost see it visually talaga na.
Elvish? Freshly.
All right. Lock on Stratus says, I'm a weirdo because I talk to cadavers.
Oh, wow.
Well, oh. I know, remember in series.
Yeah.
You, people who do that, they talk to the...
Yeah, if, why? You walk in, if you work in a morgue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
That's creepy.
Well, I'm sure like...
Sumagot.
No, I'm sure a lot of people find it weird that you talk to dogs because they're probably
but
like...
they're alive at least.
No, but it seems normal to talk to dogs.
Yeah.
Because you say fetch. You say, you know, shut
saka,
up.
You know, you're...
They're pets.
Oh. May sense yung language.
It's not like they really understand what you're saying.
Well, yeah, but...
But it's done. It's not uncommon.
Or plants. People talk to their plants.
But that's proven. They do say that.
Really?
It's, yeah, there weird. Was an experiment. A plant that was being shouted at doesn't grow as well
yeah.
as a plant that's, you know, lovingly yeah. talked to.
Yeah. Hmm.
They are life force.
Malay mo.
Palpaka ang hyacinth ka. Huh? Like if you're harsh to them.
Palpaka ang hyacinth ka.
Di ba? Or something. I mean, how do you shout at a
rose! Rose! You jump, I jump.
Di ba? Kasi di ba sabi nila before, talking to plants, parang the reason it's good is because it's not because you're actually talking to them, but because of the carbon dioxide
that you exhale
and they love.
Inhale, yeah.
So, and then you know how to test that properly? You put a cell phone right beside the plant, put it on loudspeaker, and then call that cell phone and then talk.
Mm-hmm.
Just to test if it's the carbon dioxide or it's really just
the language. Kind of the rays from the... No, we'll kill them.
Hindi, dapat both.
O di yung lata na may string.
Oh, yun. Oh. At least organic.
Astro Boy says, kahit hindi tayo close, basta mabango, lalo na yung shoulders at arms, ididikit ko yung ilong ko para amuyin lalo.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's really freaky.
That's creepy.
That's weird.
Uh-oh.
That's weird. When but I understand people, the urge. Because me, I like I like people who smell good, especially guys.
Yeah.
Because it seems so rare.
Hey.
It seems so rare. No, like, it's not about, no, it's not
in
about
general,
perfume.
I think girls are sweeter smelling.
Yeah, guys, parang, and I'm not talking about perfume.
Okay.
Just the natural musk. Oh, tapos, I don't know. It's just this, when you get a whiff of a guy na medyo ang bango niya. Parang,
kasi si Chico naturally sweet smelling. So, alam na. Naturally sweet smelling.
No, he smells like smells like cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
Tsaka bamboo.
Not the rock star.
The plant.
The actual plant.
And Cinco Wengtor says, I love sending text messages with fake... some text missing just to drive people crazy.
Actually, that's true, no? Because if you send it via, like, let's just say, like, an iPhone or the new phones, like a smartphone, it's tuloy-tuloy na eh.
Yeah. So, pag nagalay na some text missing, tapos the first part is, like, really important.
Oh, man, no, that's actually a really good idea.
Bad.
Diba?
That's a good idea, though.
And the entry, and the top, I'm a weirdo because, comes from... let's see here. Miss Christie.
Miss Christie says...
This is really weird. I also played Shark Shark as a kid. A version of it. We call it Centauri.
Okay.
Or Centauri.
Why?
Kasi ang kumakain sa amin, tuna.
Centauri tuna?
Pero true story.
Centauri.
Ayan na yung lata. Tanong. Inahabol, nagbabaduhan sila ng lata. Kakainin na kasi sila. It's so weird. Oy, pero tuna are such predatory creatures.
Yes, they are.
But do they eat people?
No, not people.
Fish.
Smaller fish. No, because they get really big.
Huge.
Yes. So I don't know, malemo, parang do they eat humans by mistake?
No.
Or at least try to nibble on them?
No.
Kasi when we were diving in the Maldives... They were like, they always brought us to the channels. You don't go into the channel. Nandun ka sa may rocks.
Sa side, okay. Yeah.
Tapos nakakapit ka lang. And you're just watching the action. And you're safe there kasi the big fish stay there.
Okay.
And usually, they you would really see sharks and tuna.
And tuna.
And they're considered like, mga, kumbaga sa safari, parang the big five. Parang
ganun. Saka it's scary, ah. Tuna
they're
and trevally.
Yeah.
They look...
Trevally's ang nangangagat.
Nangangagat.
They attack you. Oh. They're like big... tuna. They're ugly tuna.
They're ugly because of the teeth.
They have big mouths.
But that's why they attack people because they're frustrated. Like, I'm ugly.
Yeah. Because when we were looking at, we were snorkeling pa lang nung time na yun, we saw 5 eagle rays very near the surface. So we were like, and napaka-calm nila. So we were like pretty close. Bigla may dumating na trevally na large and started chasing the eagle ray. Tapos when we approached, It lunged at us. Well, it didn't bite us, pero alam mo yun yung...
Kasi ako, in a dive into Bataha, I saw one coming straight at me.
Yeah, ganun.
Oh, wow.
And I was scared because
they're
fast.
Pero they stop, diba?
They will stop. Pero of course, I didn't know that at the time.
It's a threatening display, I think.
Me, kasi I saw a starfish and I was freaking out. I was like, it's crawling towards me! Tapos mga 30 minutes later, it's crawling towards me!
So fast! It's like
so
one
fast.
Inch!
You saw nga lang the baby shark pictures, natakot ka na eh.
Ay, nako, I'm really like...
But you're playing a shark game.
Yeah, because
shark. Doesn't mean anything, Chico.
Because I'm the shark. I'm the one who eats people, so it's fine.
Ay, nako.
But if it's the other way around, diba?
We should play that, the Centauri.
Centauri.
Centauri. Ito lata. Ito na.
All right, so...
Pero dolphin safe.
Diba? The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because... key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo because.
The morning rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another news update here on The Morning Rush. Looks like, please, Heather Morris will have to sit out some musical numbers. The Beyonce backup dancer turns.
Dancer.
And the grums.
100 grum dancer.
No! The Beyonce backup dancer turned actress 26 is pregnant with her first child, according to Us Weekly. Quote, She's a little more than 3 months along and starting to show. The dad-to-be is the star's longtime boyfriend, Taylor Hubble, whom she met in high school. Quote, it was totally unexpected, but they are incredibly happy and excited. Indeed, Morris, who plays ditzy cheerleader Brittany on the Fox MASH, has long been vocal about her eagerness to start a family with Hubble, even if it means quitting showbiz. I love her for that.
Yeah.
Quote, I want to marry Taylor and have kids with him. Aww, I love acting, but if it affects my relationship, then I won't continue. Wow. To continue the quote, she also says, although a second pal says the pair... A second pal says the pair have no plans to wed just yet, a march down the aisle might not be far off, saying, I see it in their future.
Mm. Wow.
Not a lot of girls would
give up show business.
Yeah.
So easily.
And especially if your career is going so well.
Yeah, because it's easy to give up something that's not going so well.
Yeah, when it's going down already or something like that.
And usually what you hear are the stories of people who don't want to start a family yet.
Because they're...
If you were to believe rumors, like Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
Supposedly, that was one of the reasons.
Brad and her broke up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but not for her. She's one of those... She's a girl in love. And she's very vocal about starting a family, giving up the career, and marrying her longtime boyfriend.
Nice.
I just hope it works out. I hope it's not one of those like sad Hollywood stories.
Where they break up
eventually. Yeah, where they break up eventually.
Well, now I just keep thinking, well, maybe it doesn't have to last. We all want things to last.
Yeah.
But sometimes a good 10-year run.
Yeah.
By the nano.
Yeah, I think. Well, I don't know if that's a, like... us readjusting our...
Are we being mediocre? Are we setting our standards lower?
I don't know if it's setting our standards lower or the reality of life in this modern day and age.
So kung ganun lang, kung usually yung ano bang lifespan ng boyfriend girlfriend, 4 years, 3 years.
In my experience, 3 years.
Oh, kasi 1 year and 6 months. So dapat mga 8 months.
Diba nga, sabi dun sa ever after yun, 3 years.
Oh, in Bonnie Bailey.
And
now we're slightly where they were slightly.
No,
three years ago, our journey began.
Yeah.
Chasing man, thing, man, thing, there. Just my
boss. For me, it's three years. Right. Actually, that song was my song.
Yeah.
That's exactly three years. I always remember it.
Were you one of those people who were like, oh my God, this is my Bora song?
No, not my Bora song.
The life song.
The life song.
Yeah. It was the...
Oh, there's more to the story, I'm sure.
At saka merong...
Which we will find out.
There's something very annoying about...
Slightly weathered, we're slightly worn. Our hands gripped together, eye to eye through the storm.
No, it's like Disney princess version.
I saw it.
And the part about the current...
What's that?
There was something about it's a current that we can't ride.
Yeah, the current that we can't ride. I still believe in ever
meron ding, ano, after. Meron ding relevance ang currents. Basta.
No, marami tong kwento. You know, okay, here is my promise to the Filipino people.
Wow.
We might not hear this story on air, but I will get it off air and then I will share it.
On air.
Right. That's the news. You're on The Morning Rush. More to come as you enjoy The Morning Rush. It is heard exclusively on Summer's Hottest RX 93.1.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 3.
Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Alam mo, malapit na. I'm starting to figure out...
You're starting to break?
No. Like, what this song reminds me of.
What?
I haven't yet, but I'm almost there.
It's getting there.
Well,
eventually, because you'll be hearing it a lot.
It's an 80s song, eh. Like, one of those new wave, weirdo, yung parang Echo and the Bunnymen. That sort of...
Echo and the Bunnymen?
What is that?
Yung kumanta ng Killing Moon. Yun yata, baka Killing Moon.
Should we Google it?
No. We have it.
Really? Okay.
Fine. Just Just the...
May ano? Ah, Desert Moon pala yun.
No, Killing Moon. Echo and the Bunnymen. Oh, we don't have it anymore?
Wait, Echo and the Bunnymen.
The Killing Moon. The Killing Moon. Oh, yeah. Okay,
okay, fine.
Let's just listen to it. Medyo parang ganyan eh. Parang these sitars.
Yeah, it's a little ano... Pero kasi this is 80s sound.
Yeah, yeah.
And it doesn't have that tinge.
I think they have a song na parang... Maybe it's from them then.
Well, there's another one here. Seven Seas.
No, that's really happy.
Okay, then it's not it. Hmm. I don't know.
Crazy. Crazy is what we're looking for.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, quick, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Hello. Let's say hello to Linus. He's tuned in. What's up, Linus?
Hello there. Arigato.
And the rest of the guys over at Pepsi, in case you're tuned in. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So we've got the top 10 I'm a weirdo because. Also, thank you very much to everyone for making a trend in the Philippines. We're currently number 3.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Let's start off with Ilad Villanueva. I think I have to make a huge fight with my best friend once a year. Hindi namin sinasadya, pero parang nagiging tradition.
Right.
They have to have a big fight.
Some relationships.
Once a year lang.
Naglalaan pa sa anniversary.
Sa birthday, tapos magbabreak kayo.
Talagang pinaguhugutan.
No, kasi it's true naman eh. Isn't that weird? You have a relationship and then every anniversary you're fighting?
In 3 years.
In 3 years. Walang tumamang anniversary.
Walang na-celebrate.
Walang na-celebrate talaga.
Pero, you know, they do say, couples, I read this article that couples really tend to fight nearing their anniversaries.
Parang
maybe because there's
reaching
a reminder.
It's a psychological, ano eh, na parang,
you're reaching a threshold.
I'm stuck in this thing.
Yeah.
Well,
what an outlook. And then that, and you start to, without knowing it, you're taking stock of like, okay, where are we right now?
Yeah, where
so
are we?
So when you're in that zone and you're both in that zone, you have a tendency to get on each other's nerves.
Mm.
So Does this come from experience also?
No, that's what they say kasi talaga. You really tend to parang, I don't know.
Get into arguments
something
more.
Like that.
Well, you know how like...
It's a normal thing.
And there are couples also who really just have to fight. It's not like they want to, but they're always constantly like breaking up and then getting back together and then breaking up and then getting back together. Ay, whoops. Did I hit a nerve? Did I hit a nerve here?
Kapagod kaya yun.
At saka talagang, at saka, it's normal to fight nearing your anniversary. Pero yung hindi kayo naka-celebrate ng any
kahit
anniversary.
Isa. No. Kahit isa.
Yun, medyo, that's a little extreme.
I'm not blaming the person.
Mm. Yeah.
So, if that's the dynamic. You're not saying if it's a him or a her.
Not blaming the person. I'm saying, because it can't be just one person's
fault.
Yeah,
yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's always the...
But it's a dynamic between the two of you. That was really...
I was a mess. I was such a mess. I had panic attacks in that relationship.
What about now?
In the...
Ang galing mo. Ang galing mo talaga.
I almost said a bad word. I almost said a bad word.
Ang galing. Ang bilis. Pag naka-down yung guards niya.
Pag naka-amoy na eh.
Like a shark that just got the whiff of an
A fresh blood.
No, it was so bad that one premiere of RX.
Mm. I remember that.
I had to call... Were we hosting?
Yes.
Yeah,
I was waiting
for you. Yeah, we were
hosting. Yeah.
And I had to call him from the parking.
Okay.
And I was for the first time in my life, I was having a panic attack. I couldn't breathe.
Okay.
I was going like that.
And obviously you were breathing because you were.
Yeah, a panic attack. No, you're trying
like
to catch
you're short
it.
Of breath. Okay.
And then it was like that's never happened to me. I'm not the type who panics like that. But the emotional whatever was so much that I was panicking for no reason. And I told him, look, I can't watch the movie. I'm going home.
Oh, no, but it's not that scary.
or alam mo na nagpa-panic attack. Oh, sige, ingat ka pa uwi.
Which is what he did.
Kwentuhan na lang kita.
Really?
Kami yung host. That's what you did.
No, kasi kami yung host.
Oh, kami yung host.
No, but I hosted first.
Oh,
syempre, the job has to come first. Mm.
She calmed down a little bit. Pero talaga, hindi naman ganun ka nakakatakot. Kasi horror yata yung movie. Huwag ka naman, parang ka naman na.
Basta hindi ka lang pa uwi.
So weird.
And Run MD Run says, I recreate past arguments in my head and think of better ways I could have responded to win.
I think that's pretty normal.
Yung tapos na yung argument, tapos ulitin mo.
No, but you learn from it. Diba? That's what history is for.
And Ilad Villanueva says, I'm a weirdo because tinangka kong tastasin yung billboard ni Delamar sa EDSA para iuwi. Saan mo naman ihahang yun?
Oo,
ang laki-laki.
It's bigger than yours. Malang laki bahay nila.
And Camilo says, sa limang best friend ko, apat, imaginary lang. Yung isang totoo, hindi naman niya alam na best friend ko siya.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Medyo bagay dito sa bed.
Sa bed. Oh. I was going to say, parang ganun yung vibe nung entry. Adonis Mabangi says, whenever I see a black couch in a white room, I always think of a casting audition.
That's not too weird.
That's not weird at all.
It's not weird at all.
Pero
normal.
Ayoko yung mga parang fake auditions.
Oo.
Kunyari, first time nila, pero nakita mo na sila sa ibang audition.
Pero totoo naman pala, magaling na sila.
Nakita ko na sila sa ibang audition, di ba?
So parang, Chico.
Kunyari ka pa, first time mo mag-audition, eh.
Saka pakilang first time mo na to.
Oo. Eh, nakita doon sa isang, audition.
Sa isang movie.
Actually, minsan movie
minsan
na,
Minsan full-length movie
o, paano
na,
ka
eh.
Naging audition, eh, may movie ka na.
Oo.
But don't you audition every time for
saka
a new movie?
Saka iba lang yung pangalan.
Well, I guess that's true.
At saka iba yun nila yung name. Yung sa iba.
Parang disappointed ka.
Eh, no?
Kasi nandun yung parang thrill of the audition eh. Diba na parang wow, ngayon
pa lang
siya umaarte.
Parang it's an up-and-coming star.
Up-and-coming, yes.
Saka yung parang
rising star.
Lalo na yung parang ginulat sila na parang kailangan ba ito talagang...
Oo, na parang, this is part of the audition pala.
Hindi ako handang umiyak, pero kailangan ko umiyak.
These guys.
That's what makes it so exciting.
Parang you have to sort of let your guard down for that audition.
Ang tagal ko palang nawala sa, di ba, 11 days in the Maldives.
Ang tagal mong wala ka, no? Ano?
Yung mga...
Maraming new movies out there. Maraming na-miss na movies si Chico.
Kasi my gosh! I can't believe
merong
you.
Isa kasing parang lugar na pinupuntahan. Nakalagay doon yung what's new today.
Tapos meron, new for today, this week, the month. Tapos year.
Grabe, nagkakaintindihan sila.
Oh my gosh.
Mga new feature.
Diba?
Tapos yung mga top rated.
What
top
is
favorite.
This?
Top favorites.
Most discussed.
Most
Alam mo. Ay, nako. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Kina Gonzalez.
Kina says,
I'm a weirdo because I meow when I get excited. And then she tagged two friends. You know this, Maddie and Aydaldal. Let's not just get into the details.
She meows?
She meows.
Oh, wait.
She's excited.
When she's...
excited.
Quote unquote, excited?
I don't know. But it's nakalagay dyan.
No, kasi let's not get into the details. No. So it could be that.
But how? Her friends wouldn't. Maybe any kind of.
How excitement. Exactly do you meow?
Meow.
No, probably not like that.
Meow. 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 Meow.
Or purr.
Diba?
You know, we heard a cat in heat.
Yeah.
On the roof.
Yeah. A cat on a hot tin roof.
I know, in the old house.
Yeah.
And he said to me, Mama, baby. Because they sound human, don't they?
Yeah.
Well, eventually that's what's going to come out.
Yeah. When they make that sound.
Yeah.
All right, anyway.
All right, so the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because. Key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo because.
Hey, can we just say what's up to McCoy?
Hey, McCoy!
He goes, Brad, paano yung casting couch? Check mo. Google mo lang. Kasi baka, ano eh, parang gusto yata maging...
maging artista.
Gusto maging artista ni Makoy eh. Feeling ko naman he's well-equipped to deal with the harshness of the showbiz industry.
You know you guys are PFs.
What's a PF? Yeah.
Porno freaks.
Why?
Why?
I just think you are.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Freaky.
He hasn't started it out right this entire day.
I know.
It's just so weird.
Finally, something that weirded him out.
Yeah. No, but I like it. Don't get me wrong.
I kind of feel like a great sense of accomplishment.
Right.
You know what I mean? Just weirding out the weirdo.
Yes.
It's weird. Okay, here we go. We've got the top 10 ways to complete the statement. I'm a weirdo because... And thank you to everyone. I'm a weirdo because it's still trending. Number 3 in the Philippines.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.
And so let's start off with...
Ready? Hey, yeah. By the way, can we just remind everybody that a little bit later on...
Yes.
We're going to be talking to somebody really, really special.
I know.
Actually, we might as well tell them the band.
Yes.
Right. Wait, let's give them hints without...
Basta, you may want to close your ears, but you don't want to close your eyes.
Right.
Because you don't want to miss a thing.
You don't want to fall asleep.
Yes.
Tapos, because you might feel jaded after it.
Yeah. You know, Jamie might get the gun.
Uh-oh. It's really just it's just going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yes.
But don't get us wrong. We're not crazy.
Yes, exactly.
But don't be crying.
Nah. You might feel good.
See, that's true. You might just feel good.
And you might Aerosmith.
And you might Aerosmith.
I guess that's it.
There you go.
We'll be talking to one of the members.
Tapos people are like, sino kaya yung kakausapin nila?
No, we'll be talking to Joe Perry.
Joe Perry of Aerosmith.
The guitar player.
All right.
Oh my gosh. So, okay.
That's a little bit later on.
Yeah.
All right.
And,
So just so you know.
So we've got our top 10.
Wala lang. That's my rendition.
Okay. That's your Aerosmith voice. The top 10 ways to complete the statement. I'm a weirdo because. Renren Go Away says, I'm a weirdo because even on a wet floor, I can sleep. I could never.
That's weird.
That is gross.
That is weird.
Wet floors are like the grossest things.
Well, unless it's like the beach.
Okay, because I'm thinking bathroom. Eh.
Oh yeah, I can't take that.
No, so anything wet. I don't think you want to sleep on anything
kahit naka,
wet.
Ano,
I think I want to sleep on a bed
I can't
of milk.
But that's different because you're in a tub most likely to contain it. But let's just say a floor that's wet and you need to sleep on a wet floor.
Or a wet bed.
Or on a wet
bed. Kahit sabihin mo na it's just clean water, na kahit sabihin mo pang distilled water.
Kahit laway mo pa yun.
Di ba parang basta wet siya?
Yeah.
Or yung when you're in Baguio, the you don't know if it's wet or if it's just
moist.
Cold.
Yeah, moist. Yeah.
Or moist lang.
Oh, right.
It's the grossest thing for me. I can't. That guy Mark X says, I like to eat my ice cream from bottom to top. Apa muna bago yung ice cream.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
That is weird.
How do you do that?
You have to eat it fast. Yun.
Yeah.
And then, at one point, you're gonna have to stop eating the apa.
And just licking it around the hole. Kasi tutulo na yung ice cream
doon. No, you gotta put it in your mouth, the whole thing.
As a whole, yeah.
So how do you start eating the apa?
You just bite.
Hindi, so while you're chewing, tumutulo na yung ice cream.
Kasi di ba parang rim na lang yung apa. Tapos yung ice cream. Then put it all in your mouth. What?
Yeah.
What? It's really what it looks like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Please don't remind me of what it looks like.
Richard Ferraro was saying, I'm a weirdo because mas matagal pa yung shower ko sa movie na panonoodin namin. I know people like this.
Yeah,
tagal
they really
nila
take...
maligo.
I thought I took a long shower, like a 15-minute thing.
Ako, I shower really fast.
Ako rin.
Like,
quick
less than 5 minutes, I'm done.
Ay, hindi naman less than 5 minutes.
Well, that's you so do fast. Know that
or, I don't know, maybe
actually
I
sometimes you just think you're long in the shower. In the States, in the campsites,
yeah.
So they give you a, they give you like a coin.
I've tried that. I've tried that.
Okay, these coins allow you to take a shower for an
like, X amount of minutes.
No, no. Like you get, let's say you're staying in the camp for a night.
Okay.
You get a nickel, like a coin.
Okay. Each not one a of penny. You.
No, it's just a coin. It's not, it's nearly one of the coins used for buying. Anyway, you put that in the shower and it's a 6-minute shower.
Okay.
Where you have 6 minutes of running water.
Okay.
And you think 6 minutes is a short time.
Yeah.
It isn't.
Yeah.
It's really enough.
Even with the scrubbing and the...
And the soaping and the shampooing. Yeah. And even Jennifer Aniston, remember, said her contribution to like environmental cause is to take a 6-minute shower because you don't consume too much water
too
for
much
yourself.
Water for yourself, yeah.
Six minutes is enough.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I guess it just feels longer.
It feels longer.
Well, plus, kasi ako, when I shower, I really turn off the...
Me too.
The water, yeah.
Kunya, nagsashampoo ka na, turn it off and then turn it on.
And then turn it on again, yeah.
Depende lang kung maginaw.
Oh,
no, but even December, I let it run.
Ako kasi even if it's maginaw, I do it. It's just... It was instilled as a child. Yeah. No, you turn
even
it
brushing, diba, you turn it off.
Yeah. Turn off the...
Yeah, that's why I don't get it when in American movies
they let
just
the water
leave
run.
The water running. It's like, what the...
Iled Villanueva says, when I was young, I would take off my slippers pag sasakay sa escalator.
But that might have a little bit of logic because you know how they say that a certain brand of slippers gets stuck on the escalator.
Yeah. Coco Hernandez says, I'm the same. It's my thing. I have to touch the plane before boarding. It doesn't matter if my hands are full. Ibababa ko talaga. Just so that I can have one hand, usually my right, just to touch the outside of the plane. It has to be outside. Not
inside. Yeah. This is your thing, right?
It's my thing. I always touch the plane. And
the shaft of the plane.
The plane, the body.
The fuselage is what they call it.
That's what they call it.
I always thought it was shafted.
No.
It looks like a...
It's a fuselage.
Okay.
Wait, was flight shown here, naba? Flight with Denzel?
Yes. Finish na.
Good.
So, pwede ka na. Pwede mo na sabihin na nanood ka. Delamar!
Ay, nako. Delamar.
Tinanong ko lang.
Sinek muna niya.
An interesting movie.
Ano pa mga movies na napanood mo recently?
Ano pa recently mong mga napanood?
Or TV shows. Ano pa?
Look, it's not mine.
Nakikinod ka lang, ganun.
I just get invited.
Well, sa bagay, yung mga may-ari naman, sa bansa nila, pinalabas na.
Oh. So,
technically.
Cristiano Reynaldo says, pag feel ko kumanta, I take a tablespoon of mantika para smooth ang lalamunan.
Oh. That actually makes sense.
Well, I hope it's olive oil.
And it's good when you're drinking. Before drinking.
Yeah.
Because it coats your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Lock on Strata says, I do 10 signs of the cross on my head and chest before I start my duty. Para walang mortality.
You're what?
He
works in a hospital.
Oh, okay.
Adonis Mabangis says, sobrang nahihiwagaan ako at curious sa identity ni Baby Whale at Radio 1 crush ni Chico. Hindi ako makaget over. Get over it.
You're not weird.
Get over it.
That doesn't make you weird, actually.
Lalo na yung isa, wag na yun.
Ako. Why? Wala. Which one?
Alin?
Wag na yun.
Which one?
Yung crush, wala na yun.
Wala na.
Wala na.
Oh, di sabihin mo na ako sino.
Hindi talaga, wala na.
Well, ang hirap, hindi naman sa wala na.
So,
pag
dinala namin siya dito.
Alam mo, babatuhin talaga kita na.
So, pag dinala namin siya dito.
Ano si Gino, pag siya nagsalda ka na.
Ninanervous ako. Ako rin.
Bakit?
Because you're not careful.
Dadala lang naman natin
Gino,
dito
eh. Gino,
how
many times you...
Dadala lang naman natin dito.
Wag na. Leave it. And the top.
Notice that I slow down when I talk about
Bumabagal na
ako.
And the top way to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Avria Chocolat.
Avria Chocolat says,
every time nakakapatay ako ng langaw or lamok, in Instagram ko.
Oh.
I wish I could because
ew.
In the last three days,
I don't think people would
want to see
that. Gross. I've been able to kill 3 bangaws.
Yuck.
And more than 15 lamoks.
Yuck. And those big bangaws, when you kill them, sometimes maggots crawl out.
Ew.
I killed one when I was a kid. Pag squash ko.
Come on, stop it.
You know, like, yung parang whiteheads na lumabas sa...
Ooh, Yeah, right. He took off his headset.
Wait,
as
I'm
if
gonna
you,
cover my ears.
Oh, as if you would, you know.
I don't know.
Where I live now, that's the problem, right?
Uh-huh.
So there was this huge bang on the TV.
Yeah.
And I noticed it's been like an hour and it hadn't moved.
Yeah.
So I got a plastic to make sure that it doesn't squirt its juice into my skin.
Oh,
I got a plastic and killed it. And lo and behold, those white juices came out.
Akala ko ginawa mo sa plastic.
Narinig ko lang white juices. So medyo...
And then, maggots, I'm thinking.
Akala ko kinuha mo yung plastic. Tapos binalot mo sa ulo niya para hindi siya makahinga. Tapos
nag-asphyxiate. Sinuffocate mo yung bango.
Akala ko yun. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/rx931.
Nadadala sa background music to.
Include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo.
It's creepy. Hey, Nikita has a really good idea.
Okay.
Instead of telling us the identity of your Radio 1 crush.
Nikita, ha?
Sabihin mo na lang which school.
Ay, nako.
Sabihin mo na lang which school.
Humanda ka, Nikita, pag nakita tayo.
Which
pag Nikita kita.
O nga, no? Pag nakita.
Pag Nikita kita.
Oh. Never which mind. Which school na lang?
Quit it.
Daming school dyan.
Quit it.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
RX 93.1. Summer's Honest, RX 93.1. Chris Brown with a song called Don't Wake Me Up. Right before that, it was Jessica Sanchez featuring Neo. Widely requested track, song called Tonight.
All right. Speaking of Jessica Sanchez. Nothing.
Speaking of Jessica Sanchez.
No. Can I just say hello to Shay from Singapore?
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Tuned in to us and is wildly amused and shocked with the bed we're using, Candy Crush.
Right.
And also with everybody else.
While we're at it, can we just say hello to Ingrid of Toys R Us? Who?
Hi, Ingrid.
I think it's she's celebrating her birthday today.
Happy birthday!
So happy birthday! That's also coming from Danielle.
From Daniel. Hello to Josh. To Josh, who's such a bad guy. I think he just saw my billboard and he goes, I think they have an old photo of you on a billboard on Etsy.
That's like an old photo.
An old photo because he says, I look too young.
Oh!
Whoa! What a jerkazoid. Excuse me, that was just last. When was Patrick J. Adams interview? February?
Sometime around Feb.
I think Feb 28, was it?
Yeah, I think so.
Something like that?
Yeah.
That, it was taken that same day. You jerkazoid!
And hey, while we're at it, quick hello to Axeman, Jem Lafortezza. He's tuned in.
Hi,
what up, Jem?
Hello, good morning.
And in case she's already tuned in, happy birthday to Sam Sangyo. She's tuned in. If she's tuned in, happy birthday. And quick hello as well to Auntie Lynn. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
All right.
Josh corrects me to say, Del, that was a half compliment. Half compliment? How is that a half compliment?
Because you look young.
Because you still look young.
Which means, in reality...
No, it means like...
You guys are so bad.
Basta, it's
amazing how you can get girls with a tongue like that.
Well, if...
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Smooth talking never.
All right. Well, anyway, there's a reason why we're playing the song in the background.
Yeah. Exactly.
Actually,
we're
waiting.
Stoked.
Yeah.
We're just waiting on the phone because we are going to be talking to Joe Perry of Aerosmith. Their guitarist.
I'm excited for the concert. I hope we get to watch.
I know.
Please.
No, but that's the thing. We get to talk to them. We get to talk to Joe.
Yes.
And ask him
guitarist.
Some questions.
Guitarist Joe Perry. Yes.
For when they actually perform
waiting.
Here.
Exactly.
Gina was the one who answered the phone. This is a call from, do you know where?
I actually don't
where
know.
Exactly. You didn't ask. We need that.
Okay.
Oh, we can ask
the
Joe.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, then.
Where are you?
How much
where
of a problem?
Where are you? Where are you?
Well, you know, we could get some commercials done while we wait for them.
All right. So just stick around for it. Once again, we are going to be talking to
Joe Perry.
Joe Perry. Mm-hmm. In just a little bit. So stick around.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush. Part 4.
Monster Radio, RX 93.1, and here we go. We've been, announcing it earlier and tweeting about it. We are just incredibly happy to have with us on the air. We have on the phone all the way from Delamar.
From California.
From California. We have Aerosmith's Joe Perry.
Hello. Hello. Good morning, Joe.
Hey, how you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are just so honored to have you, you know, talking to us here. Our show is called The Morning Rush.
His name is Chico.
My name is Chico.
My name's Gino.
And my name is Del, and we're here to talk to you a little bit about what you're busy with. So just a couple of minutes ago, I was talking to Joe and asking him where he was.
Yeah.
And he said that he was in California. Now the question is, what are you doing there?
Well, I decided it was time for me to write down some of this stuff before the years went, too many more years went by. I decided to write an autobiography.
Oh, wow.
My ghostwriter, the guy who's kind of turned my thoughts and my memories into a readable book, lives out here. I do a fair amount of writing. I have some old journals and things, but giving an interview or just even talking, having a conversation, it's a whole different animal than reading a book and having the book be interesting and having things make sense and in a chronological order, the whole thing. So that's where David Ritz comes in. He's the guy that is helping me. He wrote the Ray Charles book, Etta James, Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow.
He wrote, the last book he wrote was about, with Buddy Guy. I mean, he's a real musicologist and he's got a really good perspective on the whole thing. And this book is, again, it's an autobiography. There's a lot in there about, not a lot, but a fair amount of you know, why I got into the business and how I got into it and how I ended up with Tom and then putting the band together, and then of course the last 40 years of working to keep this keep it together. I mean, we're still the same five guys that got together in 1970, and I think it's a pretty fascinating story. I still can't believe that we made it this far and we're still going. And thank God we are, because it's given us a chance to come and visit Manila, and it's a place we've always heard that bands were going to play, but just never worked out that we could route a tour through there, and we're really excited about coming.
All right.
And you know what? Are we expecting, you know, something that, you know, even your closest fans don't know? I mean, you know, when it's an autobiography, you get to call the shots, and you reveal what you want to reveal.
According to you.
So are your fans expecting something that they don't know yet?
There's been so many things written about Aerosmith. There are certainly going to be
setting the record straight.
Some things where I'll be, you know, give my perspective on something that happened that has been, you know, talked about or written about before. But you know, I'll put my view on it, and then there are going to be some other things that have never made it out into the public, or they were written, the facts are wrong, that kind of thing. And I'm going to put as many pictures in there as I can find that people haven't seen
yet. That's always nice.
All throughout the years, yeah.
And it's really tough, you know. I mean, there's been, again, 40 years.
There's a lot.
There's been a lot of unauthorized books out there, a lot of interviews, a lot of stuff. So it's a really interesting project. I mean, it's a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I mean, sit there and talk about.
Well, you know, it's been an exciting life for you guys as a band and for you.
Well, that's what I want to be able to bring to the fans, and also putting the time in with somebody like David, it's going to be a book that I hope will be interesting to people that aren't necessarily hardcore Aerosmith fans. They might know the name, you know, they might have heard of us, but never really listened to our music, whatever. But just as a story about how about overcoming all the odds and still be the same five guys after all this time.
That's crazy. That's so crazy.
It's a story that I think that people will find interesting, even if they're not necessarily rock fans. So we're putting our time in, and it's really tough. My wife and I are like right now, the living room is covered with notes and papers, and she's helping to organize it for me. I mean, she's her printing is much better than mine. You can read it.
Joe, I have a question. I have a question for you. How do you think the other band members will take this book? Because obviously, like Steven Tyler had come out with his book, right? How do you think the guys will take it?
Well, I think that it's going to be interesting. I don't think that there's anything in there that is going to surprise anybody in the band. Because everybody has a different perspective on things.
That's true.
I mean, we all even if we're all in the same room at the same time when a certain something happens. Everybody hears things a different way.
That's right.
That's true.
And I think that they you know, because like Steven's put his book out, Joey's put a book out. There have been a lot of interviews. I don't think that they're going to be surprised by anything. I think they'll, in some cases, they'll be happy about that some things will be straightened out, and there might be some other things that they'll go, well, you know.
Do you have a working title, Joe? A working title for your book?
Yeah, but I really don't want to put it out there.
Not yet.
There's a thing about working titles. Once they get put on anything like a book or a song, it ends up getting hard to switch it.
Do you have a
target date for it?
I really don't want to give anything away at this point.
Do you have a target date for it already? I mean, when do you expect it to come out?
Oh, it's going to come out in the fall of 14.
All right.
Okay, and you know what? I have a question because, you know, like, you know, you've been in the business and you've been, you know, you've had all these awards. I'm just curious, you personally, what for you is more special? Getting your first number one, getting your first Grammy, or being inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I think I have to say that the first time we played at a club, after Dream On came out back in 1974, the second time it came out and it became a hit.
A huge hit.
And fans started to come to the shows, and they were filling the clubs. And I realized that, I mean, up till then, when you play in your hometown, you call up all your friends and hopefully they're going to bring their friends, you know, so they can impress the club owner, so they'll have you back again. And you may have a few fans that have heard about you, but it's like, you know, you still look out there and the place is half full, but you're still working at it. And then there's that day when something clicks. Somebody put your song on the radio.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, word spreads, and within a few weeks, every place we played in Boston, all those clubs
just started filling up. Yeah,
and that I think was the most exciting time. I mean, there's certainly been other amazing events. I mean, from playing the Super Bowl in America a couple of times to getting, you know, receiving awards and those kind of things. They're all great achievements, but really, like in your heart, when you're a kid and you have this dream, you don't know what's going to happen.
Right.
You don't know if you're going to if the band is going to stay together, if you're going to be able to make a go of it. But that there's that day when you look out there and there's the club is full, and then you play another night and the club is full,
empty.
And that is the most exciting time in any band's career.
Here's another question for you. I'm a huge gamer, and I know for a fact that the first ever you guys are the first ever band to actually have a video game patterned after you, like Guitar Hero Aerosmith. Now, I don't know if you ever like actually got to like really play around with it, but are you any good at it? I mean, is it?
Have you tried it? That's
the
first question.
Have you tried playing it? I'm sure you have, because like, you know, it was patterned after
no.
you.
No, I mean, I was good enough. I'm good enough to get to like the first.
Couple of levels or something.
Couple of songs.
And you're the original Guitar Hero.
The first couple of songs, they make it easy enough so that you sit down and you can do pretty well.
Right.
But after it gets a little harder, then you have to have some video game skill. And I have none. And so I saw my son playing it,
right.
the first version, and I said, "Well, we got to get into this. Aerosmith we should have a few more songs in one of these games."
Right.
And as it turned out, they wanted to do a whole game around our catalog. So, that ended up happening, and I tried it a few times and watched my son kick my butt, and he's flying and going through level after level, and I do things very intuitively, and and like I said, after the first couple of songs, you really have to have some game skills as well.
Just to get through it,
yeah. And I don't play video games, and I'm just really glad that we had a chance for that to come out. Because it turned on a whole generation of kids to our songs.
Well, you know what, Joe? On May 8th, it's going to be you connecting with the Philippine audience. We're so looking forward to you coming over. Well, it's pretty hot these days.
Yeah, you gotta
in Manila.
Expect that.
You gotta expect humidity, and I don't know if you've ever experienced heat like this. We will be waiting for you. Although I think your fans, you know, we're just checking our Twitter, and they're very, very excited. Do you want to invite all the Aerosmith fans out there to your concert?
Yeah, everybody that can hear this, tell your friends, and I can't wait for you to come. And I have to say, I love the heat.
And you'll like it here.
I love Florida in the summer. I mean, that's probably one of the hottest places in America.
Right.
At any time of the year, this is the summer in southern Florida, and I love the heat there. People complain about the humidity there, and I love it. I think it feels great, and there's something about the way that the humidity helps with the. I like the way it makes the guitars feel. I mean, they.
Nice.
I don't know. There's something about it. It's just, you know, my ancestors came from the island of Madeira, and it's a semi-tropical island,
right.
And it's in my blood.
All
so,
right. Well, you'll definitely love the Philippines then.
I think it'll be great.
All right, well, we'll see you on May 8th. Thank you so much for spending a couple of minutes with us. And we know that you're busy with the autobiography. We wish you well, and we'll see you next month.
All right, thanks a lot, and I can't wait to be there.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll see you. Bye.
Bye.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Where did I hear this song?
You still can't get it.
You can't get over it. Okay, while you do that, can I just greet once again, happy, happy birthday to Sam Sangyo. She's celebrating her birthday today. Happy birthday, Sam. And good morning to Auntie Lynn and to Nikki. They're also tuned in. Good morning.
It's driving me nuts. It reminds me of a very...
It can't drive you nuts. You're already nuts.
Wow. Thanks.
Unanimous decision.
Okay. The top 10 for today.
Also, just a happy, happy birthday to Marlon Stockinger.
Oh, happy birthday!
I never met you. I would have wanted to meet you.
At the end, invitehan natin ulit.
And belated happy birthday to the gorgeous Ellen Adarna.
Hey, happy birthday!
Belated happy birthday.
And thank you very much for hashtagging I'm a weirdo because it's still number 3 in the Philippines.
And
trending.
No, this top 10 is not autobiographical for Chief.
No, not at all. The top 10 ways to complete the statement I'm a weirdo because. Let's start off with Astro Boy. When I take a bath, I wet my feet first, not my head.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's weird.
Kasi weird. Obviously, the water's coming from the top, diba? So
no, but to sort of like feel the water first, like to get the temperature.
Well, I don't know.
Get your body to adjust.
Cause Cooper, I wet his feet first.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Oh, but he's still a baby. I mean, he's still young.
Yeah, he's not.
He doesn't take a shower on his own.
On his own.
Sorry, he's not a baby. He's a little boy. Mm.
Yeah, sorry.
And Kaden says,
"You're not a lady. You're mine."
Whoa! She.
Yeah, she talaga. Kaya she.
Talaga, you're not a lady.
Lady. Kaden says, "Hindi ako nakakatulog unless nakadikit yung paa ko sa pader."
Oh, right.
On the wall. Weird.
But what if your bed is in the middle?
Yeah, like
yes,
mine.
Yes, you
I don't
do.
Have...
It's just a...
No, but it's not a wall. Because it's like a
I don't know. Bed. You know what? We were talking about it while you weren't here. I've never been to the inside of your house. I've never seen the inside of your house. Even
and
your condo.
Sabi ko sa kanya, you might be surprised when he sees your room.
Why?
The posters.
What are the posters in your room?
Wala nang posters.
Tinignan mo na?
Diyos ko, dahil.
Wala na siya tagal na. Wala na yung shirtless ni Daniel Matsunaga?
Wala na. Yung dalawang poster ko, isa Whitney Houston, isa Madonna.
There you go. I didn't want to say it.
Hindi. No, only because those were the posters of the concerts because I watched them live. So
and why were those the only concerts you watched?
Yun lang available yung time na yun eh.
And why were those the
wala kasing tickets ng basketball.
Kahit na di makapaniwala yung itsura ni Chico.
Basketball.
I wish you could have seen his face.
Wala kasi. Walang tickets na available eh. Wala kasi.
Jay
Ryan says, download ako ng download ng mga movies and TV series. And yet, ni isa wala akong napapanood.
That is weird.
Parang you're like a pack rat.
Yeah, you just need to have it.
You're just collecting
it. So, boo you.
Boo.
Pack rat. Blue Gray says, I get sleepy when I drink coffee. Also, Oscar De La Hoya said the same thing. And I think Jay Ryan.
Really?
Opposite. Ako naman, it doesn't make me sleepy, but it also doesn't...
It doesn't really wake me up.
Make me awake.
Yeah.
It's like, it's okay. Pag kunyari, you make me drink coffee and then time to go to sleep, okay lang, I can.
I think it's really more of like a psychological thing. Because
no,
like in the morning,
no.
You're like,
may caffeine
I need
talaga.
No, may caffeine. But then I think we all react according to the tolerance.
Differently, yeah. Jay Ryan says, I have a... Sorry.
No, because I can sleep on like energy drinks. Like even right after I drink an energy drink.
I haven't taken any
hello Jaeger bomb.
Jaeger bomb, you have. You
that's
just don't
an
know
energy
it.
Drink.
Yeah.
It's an energy drink mixed with Jaeger.
Ah, okay. There you go.
No, well, but there's the push and the pull of the alcohol and the energy drink.
And the energy drink. Miss Runes, no. Sleek Maverick says, when eating Ribisco sandwiches, pinuputol ko into 3 parts. Tapos ang huling kinakain ko yung gitna, kasi nandun yung maraming palaman.
Well, I guess that's not too weird. It's like splitting an Oreo.
Like an Oreo.
Yeah.
Ako, I do that. I always eat the non, like the biscuit first. I want the white part last. Ikaw, Del. Ay, nako.
What? I'm just...
Grabe.
No, because me, when I eat Cremo, sorry, the Oreo. Local, eh. Oh. No, I'd never eat the cream.
What?
I love the biscuit. I don't want the cream.
Where do you put the cream?
She has enough white in her life.
I throw it. Or if, well, usually when I used to live at home with my parents, my kid sister would eat the cream because she loves the cream.
I love the cream. I mean,
So wait, when you eat, you spit it out?
No. You use a knife.
Me, I love.
You don't put that in your mouth.
What? You don't put what in
the
your
cream.
Mouth?
The cream.
Of course you do. I put it in my mouth
all the time. No, I don't because I don't eat it.
Okay.
So I get the knife. I slice it off the biscuit.
Ouch.
And then put it on a platter, a sauce.
So you have like a platito filled with cream.
Yes. And it irks me.
I know, right?
It irks me when I don't get the whole thing, like the round thing.
Because you're so OC.
That's so yummy.
Plus, you have to leave it at room temperature for it to do that. Well, not naman room temperature.
A little warm.
Cold. No, a little cold para buo pa siya. Kasi if it's warm, it starts to, to the biscuit.
Before we continue, can we just greet Fred's mom a happy birthday?
Hey, happy birthday. I saw him the other day.
To Mama Penales, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Fred, we miss you so much.
We miss you.
It's so hard to get him, you know, to see him these days. He's so busy.
But thank you know, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
I saw him
mom.
The other day. He kind of just snuck up on me.
Oh, really?
He was just like, alam ko na yung password mo kasi I was in a bank. I was like, uy. Anyway, hi, Fred.
There's an entry. I don't wanna read it.
Why?
From somebody.
Off Chico's phone.
Alam ko na kung sino tong somebody na to, eh.
I am a weirdo because I'm still in love with you.
Phone patch.
From the horse's mouth.
Say it again.
What?
Ay, nako. Come on.
I am a weirdo because I am still in love with you. Ay, nako. Whatever.
Kinikilin.
Whatever yan, pero whatever.
Tapos may kita mo sa sent messages ko. Yun yun. I am a weirdo.
Gali kay Gino pala. For Rene Boy says.
So ikaw nga si Baby Weird?
Hey, stop it.
For Rene Boy says, I'm a weirdo because ini-istro ko yung lugaw.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's weird.
Unless maybe it's those big straws, the ones
you
for
pangzago.
Oh.
The top. Way to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says,
every time nagwi-withdraw ako sa ATM, sumisigaw ako ng, I won!
Sana nga may ganun, no?
Diba?
But that would be really nice. Kung meron parang biglang instant panalo ka sa ATM, yung nagwi-withdraw ka lang, tapos biglang, boom,
hey,
you won 5,000.
That might be a great idea for the bank.
Right? Diba, no?
But they keep using
the ATM.
Trademark.
Diba?
Let's patent it.
Diba?
So we can come up with our own bank that does that.
No,
hindi
you need...
pwede yun, ha?
Pwede yun.
Diba? Diba? I mean, because they do have prizes. I mean, they do have like raffles and
they
stuff.
Charge naman, eh. They charge you.
Yeah.
At saka random lang. Random. Yun talagang you're withdrawing, kunyari, 2,000.
Tapos
bilang milalabas, 20,000.
Congratulations, you just won 20,000.
Right?
Bilang pasasalamat.
Bilang pasasalamat. Sa pagiging good banker.
Sa pagiging good banker.
What's a nice name for a bank?
What's bank in Tagalog?
Banko.
Yun na yun? Okay. Whoops. I thought there was a deeper
Alam po na exchange na yun.
In Gino's lease.
I really thought there was like a deeper translation to it, like, I don't know, depositorio ng pera or something.
Imbaka ng salapi.
Akala ko imbaka na ina mo.
What?
There you go. Your mother has her own warehouse.
What?
Where she puts all her clothes.
Okay. Close it na, Chico. Let's go.
Mga gusto rin ni Delamar mag-Maldives.
Okay. Well, ako nalang may iwan dito.
Pwede ako pwede mag-Maldives eh.
Bakit?
Pwede naman. Pwede naman mag-Maldives ah.
Oo nga. nga.
Okay, I'm going.
Oh, sige.
Goodbye.
Oh, sige. All right, so...
Talaga, sige, ingat.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because... Just key in RX, space, your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo because...
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time
finally
for.
I did it right.
Yeah, I know. I'm really still thinking about it. Just the first part, eh. Yung first few notes. Yung then, but it sounds like a song that I really liked. But I don't remember now. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because... Let's start off with Madison Camille and somebody else earlier. But I don't know if it's really weird, but more of... Kind of makes sense. Even if I go to nail spas, I still bring my own nail polish. There were about two other girls who sent this in.
Yeah, I think that's natural. Like with, I have my own.
You bring it?
Well, I always forget, but I always want to.
Yeah. No, but siguro kasi, like, let's just say they don't have the color that you want.
And the brand.
And, the brand. And the brand. Yeah.
Especially if you like the organic ones.
About it, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And also, Kiko Monster says, I like bleeding when having my nails done.
Ew.
I'm a masochist that way. And no more thiolate, please.
Oh.
But you know, you really have to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is for real. This is not a joke.
Yeah.
But, you know, you can get hepatitis C.
From that?
That's true.
If they don't properly
clean.
If they don't properly clean.
Yeah. And not only that, like, let's just say...
or any disease, actually.
Let's just say somebody else like you likes it when they bleed, when they cut their nails or something like that. And then a little bit of blood... gets on the nail cutter, and then they use the same nail cutter to do that to you. Therefore, their blood goes into your open wound.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah,
it's been known to happen. That's why they say you go to a nail shop that sterilizes their equipment.
Hindi parang may ano lang, yung parang sa malamig, yung may baso lang ng tubig tapos dinidip lang din.
No, but actually, that's also the blue green thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's also antiseptic. Like in parlors, good. You see that.
Yeah, and. Cristiano Reynaldo says, natutuwa ako when a celeb bashes another celeb. Yung Twitter war.
Well, I guess because there's a certain entertainment
there
value
is
to
naman
it.
Talaga. It's like yeah. A train wreck. It's like
good to see
wreck.
These, you know, usually, you know, guarded.
All
yeah,
put
composed.
Together.
Actually, Minzen, you just... Twitter has a way of revealing
who a person
yeah.
Is.
Yeah.
Yeah. I must agree.
Yung mga sobrang defensive, yung mga sobrang... mapag-promote ng sarili. Marami. There are different kinds of...
Or what's on your mind? Like, you're angry.
Yeah,
and your text is always about other people. What you think is would be people ganging up on you.
Or
so you're just reacting.
Or it's always about something negative. Or it's always about something
meron
positive.
Meron kasing ganun eh. Yung, there's a person, celeb or regular person na always complaining about something.
Yeah.
Always bashing somebody else.
And then there are also the good sides, like always, you know, sharing something like informative or sharing something
right.
Motivational exactly. Or whatever. Yeah.
It reveals you, eh.
That's and something then some funny. People...
And the body of tweets.
Yeah.
Not just one or two.
Not just one. Yeah, you have to look at the entire, like, timeline.
Because someone could be joking all the time on Twitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which means they're never really comfortable
sharing
themselves.
Yeah.
They might have the emotional depth of a teaspoon.
Knox.
Why don't you ask Del about that?
Ano yun? What's that?
Sabi niya sa akin, I have the emotional depth of a teaspoon daw.
And people thought we were gonna fight.
Oh my god!
And we were really like so into it. Yeah. And then he said, why? Why do you say that? Why do you say that? And then he says, I'm the most emo guy. And I said, yeah, you're emo about things that pertain to you.
Mm-hmm.
Your loss.
Mm-hmm.
I can't though empathize.
But you can! It's hard
I mean, look
for
at
you.
Me. I feel sorry about Chico's age.
Kita mo?
Is it that empathy?
Tapos fast forward.
Yung sa'yo, empathy.
You bitch.
You bitch. What?
No, but do you think I have the emotional depth of a teaspoon?
Tablespoon.
Eto, tingnan mo. Ayan yung ano
niya. Ang harsh naman ni Dele. Ako naman, sige, sandok.
Wow.
That's deeper compared to
ladle na, ladle.
Oh, ladle.
Sige. Ladle.
Di ba pwedeng like balloon?
I don't think it's that you don't have the capacity. It's that you never allow yourself to be faced with emotions because you don't know what's gonna happen. That's what I think.
Sige, tanong mo ako. Hindi ba pwedeng balon?
Hindi ba pwedeng balon?
Well.
Notice, ha? Sure, you call me relief, pero.
You see the personality here.
Yes.
And whenever you talk to them about anything slightly uncomfortable, they'll start joking around.
Oh, joke niya.
He has the emotional depth of a teaspoon, too.
Of a clown.
Well, he
that laughs on the
like
outside
one.
And cries on the inside.
And who wears makeup and wigs?
Oh, huh? You clown,
huh? Yeah, you clown. Yeah, you clown. What? Wow, defensive much?
I don't own a wig.
Oh, don't own a wig. Do you wear one?
No.
Do you want to wear
no.
one?
No.
Do you anong, need anong to wear one? Bob cut.
May bangs
wala. Sige to. Have you worn one?
Sa play dati.
Oh, hindi lang. Mm-hmm. Hindi lang. One time. I saw the picture.
One time lang yun.
Yan na.
Hey. Oh, but there.
Okay. Oh.
Tapos na ba?
I don't know.
Wala ka sa iyo. Ikaw gumagawa.
Okay. Jay Ryan says, I have this birthmark. I'm a weirdo because I have this birthmark na nagiging color red kapag may mangyayaring hindi maganda.
Oh.
Mm. Totoo ba yan?
You have a psychic birthmark?
Yeah. It turns red when something bad's about to happen. Mm. Parang weird yata yun.
Hey, somebody was saying the wetting of the feet before the whole body is supposed to protect your body from something, the blood pressure?
Huh?
Yeah.
So you're supposed to wet your feet
first? Let me read
is
it.
Is that a reliable?
They say it has something to do with reducing your risk of a heart attack to take a bath feet first. That's from Chrissy Legaspi.
Oh, so siguro kasi parang hindi ka na jolt.
Yeah.
Like if it's cold water.
I guess it depends if it's a shower or a bath.
A bath.
Kasi siyempre pag bath, you enter feet first.
Yes.
Bonk. May sense ka na.
Nag-dive
it. Sense ka na ba? Huwag mag-dive it to the bathtub.
Pero pag shower, kailangan naka-handstand ka.
Hindi. Pwede mo namang i-stretch out yung leg mo.
Tapos makita pa si Chico yung nag-gawa niya doon sa Harlem Shake.
Sa Harlem Shake natin. Yung mga ganun sa may banyo.
At least feet first.
Feet first.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Miss Runes.
Miss Runes says,
this is disturbing, huh? When I was a kid, I used to sniff the sofa after a visitor leaves to find out if they farted.
Ew. Oh, that's gross.
That is just disgusting.
That's so gross.
Para to check kung sino yung umutot, sino yung
but I think with kids, you don't put it past them. Because those are important
I mean,
to them.
They eat boogers.
Okay, fine. When I was a kid, I would
you
go...
You ate boogers?
No, not boogers. But I would
never
be...
never had that phase.
I would be you under the table. Mm. Tapos, I just go around smelling everybody's feet.
You are, my
no, but you have a foot thing, right?
A foot fetish?
A feet footish.
Feet footish.
A feetish.
A feetish.
A feetish.
No, my late brother did the same.
Yeah, I did that as a kid. And dun ako sa ilalim ng table, I'd be smelling the feet.
Every time one of us would come home from school, and then you take off your shoes and then you
exactly.
lie down in bed.
Yeah. Exactly.
He's there at the foot of the bed smelling your feet.
Yeah, that's me.
And then he's
Arthas does that all the time.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, sa bagay, I don't know, I like feeling legs. Manyak lang yata yun. Manyak lang yata yun.
Even as a kid, I'm gusto mo yung naka-stockings.
Oo, tapos I really like the feel of it. I mean, not on me, but on other people. And then I'd have to like...
touch that.
Slyly.
Bukas papasok ako ng
naka-stockings.
Gino.
Actually, I wouldn't put it past me to actually try to hold it.
Kung naka-stockings.
You wouldn't even if it's a guy wearing it?
Hindi, kasi wala naman siyang buhok sa legs eh.
Well, little tufts, pero yeah, mostly wala.
Near the ankles.
Maybe just because I want that. I really like the feel of stockings.
Sa tingin mo yun lang yun?
Maybe. We'll see. If my hands go up a little bit.
Oh my God, I think this is too much.
What?
Baby Will just texted me. Until now, daw si Chico.
Oy! Ay, ano? Ano yan? Wait! Teka!
Oh my God!
What's that?
Inaamoy pa din ang feet ko.
Phone patch
for charity.
Phone patch for charity.
Ay, nako. Why did you say that?
Oh my I can just imagine. I know the people involved.
Oh no! Okay! There you go. The top 10.
Lalo na daw pag...
pag ano? Pag ano?
Pag galing work. I can't believe this! This is too much! But somehow I'm enjoying it.
The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because...
You are.
Alam mo, feeling ko talaga, pag nag-guess si Baby Whale sa show, best show ever.
Ewan ko sa inyo.
Feeling ko, ratings ko. Ratings ko.
As in, magwawala.
Uh-oh.
Ewan ko sa inyo.
Ay, nako.
Please include hashtag the Morning Rush and hashtag I'm a weirdo because in all your tweets.
Simon Ong was just saying, TMR just turned into TMI. La 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 la.
The Morning Rush Top 10.
Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the final top 10 for today. The top 10 ways to complete the statement, I am a weirdo because. Thank you to Ellis Dominique for suggesting this. And thank you until the end of the show. It's trending in the Philippines.
Yay.
Number three.
Thank you.
Let's start off with, let's see here. Ellis Dominique. I'm a weirdo because I don't like hearing the sound of Walis Ting Ting.
Right, yung ano.
Yeah, it just freaks her out.
Mm.
Yeah, for some strange reason. Para daw yung nail sa blackboard.
Oh, for you her. Know,
ninilo siya. Yeah.
Do you guys have that? Like, you know that feeling you get when you scratch your nails on like metal or something? Like,
yeah.
Parang yero.
Iba, balloon. Yung pag ginaganon mo.
And then I can, just imagining it makes my hair...
Your goosebumps.
Yeah. Gives me goosebumps. You guys have that? Like when you imagine it, you get goosebumps also? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Depende.
Not that, but some other things.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm, okay.
And,
I thought it was like a talent. Eh.
No. Sabi ni Carly.
Your imagination.
Yeah.
Well.
We know it's
my imagination has been running wild as of late.
Sabi ni Carlos says, I'll turn 31 this Sunday, but I still have imaginary friends. Mga tatlo pa sila, si Agatha, Christopher, and June.
Okay.
Maui says, I always use a bowl instead of a plate when eating. I know people like this.
Oh, yeah.
Diba parang ano?
That's actually all right.
Yeah. I
like the idea. Yeah.
Diba the Chinese?
I like the idea.
Oh, I want Chinese food.
The Japanese then, diba?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ilad Villanueva says, kumakatok ako sa pinto, tapos tatanungin ko, sino yan?
Labo.
Pero siya yung kumakatok. Bailey says, I still collect original DVD copies of all Barbie movies and watch them only during Holy Week.
There's a Barbie movie?
Yeah, Barbie movies.
I see that, but I don't know.
I was always more of a Gem and the Holograms kind of...
I don't know that.
Gem and the Holograms?
Yeah,
really?
No.
Like, I had a band?
Gem. Yeah. And Jyoti says, nag-iipon na ako ng pera para pagpasok sa school ng anak ko next year. I ipon just a little bit more than usual just in case makapasok siya sa Hogwarts. And it's a real concern.
Ay, nako.
And the top statement, top way to complete the statement, I'm a weirdo because, comes from Jesse.
Jesse says,
I'm a weirdo because back in high school, I belonged to a clique who worshipped nipples every Friday the 13th.
What? But real men don't need nipples.
It's a true story. They worship them. And what's this thing? Wait. What? Somebody tweeted me something that disturbed me.
What?
That Del said to you that she's okay with doing a sex tape. No.
But
that's what he was insinuating.
I wasn't insinuating anything. We were talking about.
You're open to it?
No, because I.
No.
You're not.
No.
There you go.
Conversation.
No, okay, because my question was, I stated that I don't get why people would video themselves whenever they're doing it.
Yeah.
And then Del said, like, I get it.
I get it. I get why they do it. I mean, if there are people who watch it, then obviously there has to be people who make it.
No, but it's different. And then, here we go. This is this exact same conversation. No, I was telling her, but it's different when you're watching it because they do it for a living. It's for entertainment value.
I mean, normal people who you know have those scandals. it's much talked about, right?
No, wait. Because when you say you get it, like you get it because, you know, it's a job. It's for money. Or you get
no,
can see yourself doing it.
No, I get why. I get that some people would want to do it. I get, like, you know, those... the non-professionals. The story was, there was this cop who had, like, they raided this thing in right. Quiapo. And in then Quiapo. He found out that his daughter,
his daughter
had a tape.
Had a tape, yeah.
So, I mean, I get it. I do get it.
Would you?
Have you? Would you? Have you?
Tapos kay Gino. Gino, I'm sending you a file now.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What about you? Well, andami.
I don't know what to say.
This happened to me on Monday. And I think...
Okay, let's choose something recent.
Very recent. Monday. You know, I was tweeting about the billboard, etc. And all of a sudden, I got gripped with fear. That I had to tweet, I'm so scared that I'm so happy right now. Because that's really one off my bucket list. Yeah. I never really thought that would happen. So I thought maybe if I get granted a big wish, something would be taken away from me. And I was in the hospital for an APE.
Yeah.
And it starts to, you know, your mind starts to think. And I got so scared. It's not even a joke.
Right.
That if something, you get a good thing, you know, something bad will happen to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I had to tell somebody about it. And he was saying, wait, do you think that for every good thing that happens to you, a bad thing will happen to you?
It's like the law of averages.
I go, yes. Because as kids, we're taught that. You know how when you're laughing, they tell you, yawn. Exactly. So I just thought that's weird and morbid at the same time. Do you guys have that?
Yeah.
Yeah, law of averages.
But I don't believe
I think a lot of people have it.
Okay.
For every... One good turn deserves another. In the same way, one bad turn deserves another.
Yeah, I don't believe that because I've had like...
Too many bad turns?
Too many bad turns and, you know, a lot of good turns.
Maybe you just don't count your good turns.
Busos! Ang dami good turns sa Maldives ka nga eh. Walang awayan nga din, diba?
Nakaka-amoy ka pa ng paa.
Lalo na after work, diba?
Oh, diba?
Why did you tell Gina about it?
Oh, I got a text.
Sniffy, sniffy on a footie.
Sniffy, sniffy.
Let's play footsie.
I'm a weirdo because I really think my dogs understand me. Like literally, they understand what I'm saying to them.
I don't know.
And I really treat them like they're like.
I'm really not very weird. It's just, no, I don't know. I think it's pretty normal, the things I do.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, to be truthful, you haven't really said anything that makes me go, that's weird.
Right?
I mean, it's some of them are strange.
Oh, wait, I have this thing whenever I shower. If I close my eyes, I have to close my eyes again. Like, if I blink, I have to re-blink.
Why?
Because I get this feeling that if I blink once, I'll get to see dead people. And if I re-blink again, I don't get to see them anymore.
And he's afraid of hair in this.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm afraid of hair in the drain.
What?
I just really am. Like, if I see hair, I can't shower.
Yeah.
I'd have to ask someone to take it off.
While he's naked in the shower.
No naman.
Did you have to take it out?
When we were in Baguio. When we were in Beijing. No, but yeah, there.
Strange.
I have to reclose my eyes. Like, parang I feel like I'm opening a portal into like the...
Yes, that is strange. When you're thinking of opening up portals to the underworld, yes. Okay. That qualifies.
That ain't normal, dude. That ain't normal.
All right, so thank you guys for joining us. And thank you for making a trend all the way until we finish the show.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow morning.
Okay.
Friday.
Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.